emojis. Do you use them? Do you have trouble understanding them? An emoji report, an emoji trend report was released. They had surveyed 5,000 emoji users from the U.S. And one of the things they found out is that 73% of those surveyed believe that adding emoji to your messages makes you cooler, friendlier, and funnier.
How many people?
73%. You know, John Williams is not in that 73%.
No, but that's because he can't figure out how to do it.
Camille Demir is with us, a computer scientist at Adobe and Adobe representative on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. Do you agree with that, Camille? Does it make us funnier, cooler, more accessible?
That's a great question. And honestly, that's really up to the person. That's why it's a 73%. It is a majority of people who are finding emoji to be cooler in messages, but also it is really dependent on the person, and that's why we do this report. We like to see what kind of perspective people have and when they use emoji, because it does change on each context as well.
So I think emoji really started being used more while we were all working remote. Is it appropriate to use emoji if you're sending a work email or a text to a coworker or even your boss?
I definitely think so, and I think majority of the users do agree with that as well, based on the report. We found that emoji help people with their mental health and help people create better connections with their coworkers. And I use emoji all the time at Adobe, and our team is a very pro-emoji space. And so when I was working remote, that's how I joined. I just was able to create better connections with my teammates because we could use emoji and, you know, be more expressive in that way.
Okay, the most misunderstood emoji, there's three of them, right? There's the guy with the cowboy hat, a pair of cherries, mm-hmm. and an upside-down smiley face. Let's talk about the guy with the cowboy hat. I misunderstand that, too. What does that mean?
Honestly, I've loved talking about the cowboy hat emoji the last few days. I never really even thought about this emoji until now, and now I use it all the time. I think it's misunderstood. It's prone to be misunderstood because it's different in that it's just a smiley with an accessory. But what does the cowboy hat emoji feel about wearing that hat, right? When you're sending that message, what does that convey? It really depends on the context, and I think that's why it's so confusing.
Okay, so if you sent me that emoji, the guy with the cowboy hat, I'm supposed to kind of decipher, like, what is Camille trying to say?
Exactly. To me, it's a really silly hat, silly emoji, you know, with the hat. It's goofy. It's, you know, fun. I've heard that from a lot of people. So that's how I perceive it. But
okay.
I really do think it changes per person.
What about the cherries? What does that mean? Because that's listed as one of the most misunderstood emoji as well.
I will say it's interesting because I think the cherry emoji is misunderstood in the same context as eggplant used to be misunderstood. And eggplant has moved away from being the most misunderstood emoji, and now cherry has replaced it. I think there are some meanings of cherry that could be perceived in that way, and not everyone gets that yet.
Okay, so the eggplant represented the genitalia of a male, right? So are we saying the cherry?
Yes.
Heck, you don't want to put that on a work text, do you?
Yeah, definitely not. Perhaps not the best emoji to choose.
Okay, what is the, anybody on the team know what the upside down smiley face is? Have you ever used that?
I have not.
No, me either.
Okay, what does that mean?
I use it all the time, actually.
Okay, what is it? What does that mean?
I think it's, you know, it's there to convey confusion. You know, you're never going to actually look at someone with an upside down face, but you can use it to convey you're confused about what they said or you feel kind of off about what they said. Maybe you don't agree, but I can definitely see why it could be a confusing emoji to receive because, again, there's just multiple meanings, and that's really when emoji become a little confusing, when they can have multiple meanings in different contexts.
Somebody just sent a text and said, hey, Lisa, I use the cowboy emoji all the time, basically because I feel like it's me. I'm a 62-year-old woman that's kind of a hippie, kind of a free thinker, and I just use it as myself to show that I am happy and excited about whatever we're texting about.
Absolutely.
What about the prayer emoji? Somebody sent a text and said, some people keep saying the prayer emoji is a high five. But I think the sleeve colors would be different if it was a high five. That the prayer emoji is very clear. That is a prayer, right? Those are prayer hands.
Actually, I think the great thing about emoji is this way of being able to use it in multiple uses. And so in that's what makes emoji effective. That's what the most frequently used emoji are. You can use it as a prayer, but you can also use it as a high five. And I think I've used that in both ways.
Okay, so before I let you go, tell us the top five most used emojis.
Sure. So the top five is the joy emoji with the tears, as well as just the regular smiley face. The thumbs up is frequently used. And the laughing emoji with that's sideways, it's hard to describe, but the sideways laughing emoji with the tears, that's also frequently used.
Okay, the first one with the tears, I've been using all wrong. I thought that just meant that you were laughing very hard.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Just want to make sure. I want to get this stuff right. Camille, this is your life. Thank you so much for sharing a bit with us today about this. I could talk to you for hours, and I think people would have a ton of questions for you. So I have a feeling we'll have you back on sometime soon.
Thank you so much. Super fun.
She's a computer scientist at Adobe. That's her gig, an Adobe representative on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. Seems so serious when it's just emoji.
I want to know who designs the emojis.
I know.
There's actually a commission. It's like an official organization.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
smokes.
Something.
Kevin Powell is at Hallis Hall. We'll check in with him next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.